Welcome to the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in. We exist to encourage and equip our listeners in the battle for biblical sexual purity. Your host is author and speaker, Jonathan Doherty, director of Be Broken Ministries.
Welcome to this week's program, the Pure Sex Radio Broadcast. It's good to have you back here with us. Last week, we started a little two-part series on how to talk to your kids about sex. And last week, we talked about how to set your kids up for an understanding of sex. This week, we want to look at two other key areas in talking to your kids about sex, and that is learning to maintain open communication, and finally, some strategies for dealing with sexual struggles in your children. So let's dive into what I call the revolving door of communication. You know, how can you keep the communication open in your home concerning sex? I want to ask you to adopt the following statements as your philosophy about discussing sex in your home. The first statement is this: sex is always an open-ended discussion, meaning you don't have, quote-unquote, the talk. Sure, there are certain moments in time in your child's development where there's going to be some more specific information about certain things that are going to come up, but it needs to always be an open conversation. Any changes that their body's going through, any challenges they're facing at school with their peers, any questions that they might have about sex and their own sexuality needs to be an open-ended conversation. They're always available to talk to you. The second statement is this: shame is forbidden when talking about sex or any other topic. Shame is that personal attack on someone's personhood, basically saying that they're a mistake, they're defective at their core. And anytime shame is associated with our sexuality, it's going to cause us to want to go find relief, usually in destructive ways through maybe pornography, masturbation, some other addictive habit that is done in secrecy and hidden. So shame needs to be forbidden in these conversations. And then finally, a third statement is there is no such thing as wrong feelings. Now, let me explain this to you. Feelings are just that. Emotions just come. How we respond to those emotions can determine whether or not we've responded in sin or we've responded in righteousness. But realize that those feelings that come up, just those urges, those feelings, those are not necessarily wrong. And so we want to teach our kids, you know what, there are ways to manage those. There are ways to direct those in healthy ways. But the feelings themselves are not wrong. God created us as emotional, mental, sexual, and physical beings. Now, as difficult as this subject is, we need to consistently communicate to our kids that we are available to share openly about very tough subjects. So we want to adopt those statements as kind of our philosophy when communicating. Now, here are five very specific things that you can do to communicate effectively about the topic of sex in your home. Number one, don't be afraid to share your own struggles and questions about sex. Now, in an age-appropriate way with your child, it's going to help if you can share your own questions, your own struggles, your own difficulties that you've had. Obviously, the way you communicate some of that to a 7-year-old is very different than you could communicate that to a 16-year-old. But they still need to know, you know what? Mom and Dad don't have it all together. Mom and Dad are on a journey also. They're further along, hopefully, in their journey than a 7-year-old, but they're on a journey too. The more your kids can see some transparency in you concerning the topic of your own questions about your sexuality, maybe the questions you had when you were their age, maybe some questions you still have, but let them know that you are going to lead them, but you're not a perfect leader. That's very important. Number two is create safe places for your kids to talk about sex and ask questions. This could even be maybe a specific physical location. Maybe you've got a front porch or a back porch or somewhere where you can really create a comfortable atmosphere for your kids where they know, hey, this is where I can always talk to mom or dad about anything. But even more than just a location, safe places, meaning you create an atmosphere that says, you know what, whatever the question, no matter how embarrassing it may seem to you, mom and dad are always available and will always respond in love and affirmation and acceptance. The third thing is ask clarifying questions to understand exactly what your child is asking. See, because sometimes when a five-year-old looks at a pregnant lady and says, "Mommy, why is that lady so fat?" She's not needing a whole discussion on how sex occurs, how conception happens, all that kind of stuff. She may just be wanting to know, what's going on with that lady? And a simple answer like, well, she's carrying a little baby inside of her. That's how God made it so that we could have babies. That may be all the information she needs, but you may need to ask clarifying questions in order to understand what is she actually asking. Is she asking a question about sex, or is she just asking a question about why is that lady bigger than other ladies? And she doesn't necessarily need a whole in-depth answer. The fourth thing that you can do to communicate effectively about sex is call things what they are. You know, we get ourselves into trouble sometimes when we don't call anatomical parts what they really are. That can create some confusion in kids. How did a pee-pee become a penis at 13? What was it before that? I mean, how did that happen? And needing to understand just what things are. You know, you don't have to get too clinical or anything with that, but just realize your children need a decent education from you, not from a teacher at school, not from their friends, not from the culture. They need to understand about sex and sexuality from you. And the fifth thing you can do to communicate effectively about sex is evaluate yourself to see if your tone or your body language alters when discussing sex and take appropriate steps to improve your own comfort level about the topic. If every time your kids come to you with a question about their own sexuality, their body changing, maybe some questions they've had, maybe some struggles they're facing with their friends, and every time that happens, you blush or you turn or you change the subject, they're going to learn that this is an off-limits topic. They're going to learn that shame and embarrassment and secrecy must be associated with the topic of sex. And guess what? They're not going to come to you for the answers. They're going to go to their friends. They're going to go to unhealthy places to get the answers they're looking for. Okay, the third key area we want to talk about is strategies for struggles. If your kids live long enough, they're going to encounter struggles in the area of sex. It may be pornography, maybe masturbation, unhealthy fantasy, maybe they objectify others. Maybe they start to use their sexuality to get what they want or what they think they want from boys. Maybe they struggle with poor self-image, and the list goes on and on for the possibilities of struggles that your kids can face. Now, as your kids face the challenges posed by growing up sexual beings in an overly sexualized culture, you need to be prepared to walk them through these struggles. Here are five things that you can do to develop a strategy for the sexual struggles that your kids are going to face. Number one, when you find out that your child is struggling in any of those ways that I mentioned or in other ways concerning their sexuality, move toward them. Move toward them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. The last thing your child needs is to feel like they're on an island with these questions all by themselves, or that they're just dangling out there by themselves, struggling with things that they are thinking in their mind nobody else struggles with. You need to move toward them. That shows acceptance of them. That shows that you have unconditional love for them as your child. That shows them that no matter what they are struggling with, you will put your arms around them and walk them through it, even if you have to carry them through it. You are there for them. That speaks volumes to them about where they can go with their struggles. The second thing you can do to develop a strategy for sexual struggles is listen attentively and completely before attempting to offer solutions. Now, this is just a good communication technique, regardless of what you're talking about, but especially in the area of sexuality. Because again, remember, sometimes what your kid says right off the bat is not the heart of the issue. So the more you can really listen and start to get down to the heart of the issue, the more you're going to understand what they're actually asking and then be able to provide relevant solutions for them. The third thing, and this is very important, have several options available to offer the child, which allows him or her to choose which option they're most comfortable with. For instance, let's say your child is struggling with internet pornography. Well, you could give several options. You know, maybe one of the options is, okay, you can only be on the internet when mom and dad are around and we are sitting there with you on the internet. Another option could be, okay, we're going to put a filter on the internet. You've got a certain code. This is your code. You're allowed on the internet, but we are monitoring all of these sites you go to. The third option may be, okay, we are going to get rid of the internet for 6 months. And you give the child an option. Here's the strategy behind that, and here's why this is such a brilliant idea. Because what you can do is when that child says, okay, Dad, I'll go with option one. I'll say whenever you or mom are around, that's the only time I'll get on, and you guys will sit there. Is guess what? When they start struggling, if they start trying to cross the line, if they start having problems, and you come to hold them accountable, guess who's actually holding them accountable? They are. Because they're the one that chose the option of recovery, or they chose the option that they wanted. So they can't come back to you and say, oh, mom and dad, you're just so oppressive, and you set this rule on me. No, son, you chose that option. Those were your choices. You chose it. I'm just asking you to walk in it, and I'm going to hold you accountable to that. So it's very strategic to do that. The fourth thing that you can do to develop a strategy for sexual struggles is ensure your child is sticking to the plan chosen. Praise them regularly on their forward progress and allow for sharing and confession when slip-ups occur. Again, this is an open-ended topic. You're not going to slam your fist down on them. You're going to say, listen, I can understand the struggle that this is. I understand how difficult it is. I understand what challenges are facing you, but I'm not going to bail out on you. I'm going to walk through this with you. I'm going to ensure that you're sticking to your plan because I'm still your parent. I'm going to be your parent, but I'm loving you. I'm loving you enough to not let you destroy your life through pornography or other sexually addictive behaviors. And finally, the fifth thing you can do is temper everything you do with grace, knowing that it is ultimately the grace of God that motivates us to walk in the freedom that it provides. It's not legalism. It's not slamming the book at them. It is grace that is ultimately going to draw them to purity, that's going to draw them to a desire for what God wants for them in their lives. So temper everything you do with grace and love. So remember the three key areas we talked about. Set your kids up for healthy biblical understanding of sex, maintain open communication, and develop strong strategies for managing sexual struggles. When you do that, you are going to have kids that turn out like you never imagined. Wonderful, pure, healthy children who have a great understanding of sex and sexuality and who are going to be able to present a wonderful treasure to their future husband or wife.
Be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 tells us, God has not called us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Get equipped. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us God's divine power has given us all we need for life and godliness.
Did you know that nearly 250,000 people have been impacted by Be Broken Ministries just this year? Through radio, internet, and print media, we are reaching out to individuals and families affected by pornography and sexual addiction. We are truly thankful for these opportunities God has given us to provide hope and healing. But we cannot meet the vast needs before us without your help. We'd like to ask you just two simple questions when you think of our ministry. First, would you pray for us? We face significant spiritual battle in the fight for sexual purity, and we need your prayers. Secondly, would you consider giving a generous year-end donation to our ministry? Imagine being the reason that a marriage is restored or a life is changed. To offer your prayer or financial gift, please call us today at 1-800-49-PURITY or visit us online at www.bebroken.com.